Thanks so much for your time, Gilda.
Sure. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's your take on Governor Rick Snyder's proposed budget?
Well, I'm pretty disappointed. The governor on his dashboard made reducing child poverty one of his major priorities. And when we take a look at the proposal, we see it as still directly hurting vulnerable kids. Because of the elimination of the earned income tax credit, we know that thousands of kids are now going to fall below the poverty line, and that's just not good for Michigan.
Well, the governor has been saying that all of us are going to have to tighten our belts. All of us are going to lose. Do you think it was an unfair amount he's taken away from the programs that you support?
Well, you know, the fact is he removed all of the earned income tax credit. And, he talks a lot about value for money. And I think if you put this particular tax credit under scrutiny, you'll see that there is, you know, a huge bang for the buck, that this money not only lifts people out of poverty in our state, which means that they don't have to try to access resources that are becoming scarcer and scarcer, both public and private. It also, as I said, you know, increases a poverty level. It is really a higher tax increase on low-income people. We have, Tony, a very regressive tax system. See, the other part of this is while the governor has made some, you know, there's a lot in that, in his budget proposal I like. I don't want you to think I'm, you know, totally against everything that he wants to do. But we really had an opportunity to revamp our entire tax structure. And we really need to do that. We've really not taken a good look at Proposal A. Proposal A is really not working out now the way it was intended when it was passed, you know, now almost 20 years ago, 17 years ago or so. Here's a time for us as the governor moves forward, as he wants to reinvent Michigan, to take an antiquated tax structure, and which is very regressive, and the regressivity hurts vulnerable people more, and change that.
So, Gilda, what will you do? What will your efforts go towards in reaction to the governor's actions?
Well, we are going to continue full force to try to get the earned income tax credit back into the discussion, because we do feel it's such a valuable economic tool as well as anti-poverty tool. And we are also going to be speaking out on behalf of low-income seniors, because the proposal to tax pensions does not have means testing as far as we can see so far. And, you know, we really want to advocate on behalf of those people, as well as take, you know, we're drilling down right now, taking a better look at the budget and looking at some of the cuts that are going to be made in the Department of Human Services and Department of Community Health, because we think that there, where some of the Medicaid dollars were protected, in other areas we've got some major concerns. So we need to study this very, very carefully. We want to try to be a partner with the governor, because we all want the state to be a great success, but we don't want the budget to be balanced on the backs of poor people, while businesses are getting the only major tax breaks in the state.
The theme of the governor's proposal for the budget is called shared sacrifice. He believes that everyone needs to share in this, rich or poor, business, non-business. Do you think he's accomplished that? And beyond Proposal A, where else do you think he could find some savings?
Well, part of it is not Proposal A for savings. It is changing how we fund schools, for example. But I think we need to look at, perhaps at some point, a tax on services, and taking a look at a graduated income tax. We're only, I think, one of 17 states in the entire nation that still has a flat tax. And when Lieutenant Governor Kelly mentioned a lot of the surrounding states when he was making comments at the budget hearing, and he named off a lot of other states, most of those states had a graduated income tax, and that addresses the regressivity of what we have here in Michigan. So I believe in shared sacrifice. I just don't think that this budget is sharing fairly. And as long as things are done on a fair basis, you know, you're going to have me along. But it seems to me that poor people are getting more of a brunt of this than higher income folks.
Gilda Jacobs is the president and CEO of the Michigan League for Human Services here in the state of Michigan. Gilda, should people want to know more about what you do, where can they go?
Well, we've got a terrific website. It is MILHS, as in Sam, .org. We've got a lot of information on there, and we really would ask folks to come take a look at a lot of the research that we do. We're a nonpartisan, data-driven organization that advocates on behalf of making sure that there still is going to be a safety net in our wonderful state.
Gilda, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tony.